fun fact?
That's what it sounds like.
Dude, wow. I'm all about what just happened here. I'm wearing my vest. I'm wearing my Geo Realtor hat. I'm drinking my Bud Light. I'm pumped up. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Man Room Radio.
Dude, the best intro you've ever done.
We're also picking the shit out of the mic.
You just leveled up on your intro game.
Yeah. I'm so sorry, listeners, but I got excited.
And just punch your eardrums into oblivion.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I was so pumped. That made me so happy. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Man Room Radio.
Yep.
This is the podcast where we sit in my garage. It's our second live podcast ever.
Yeah. We should do this strategically. It's known that if you wait 30 or 40 episodes between live recordings, you're guaranteed statistical purization.
Well, we're already up to 3 viewers. Hey, viewers.
Yeah, wow, look at that. So I'm your host, Levi.
We have as many viewers as we have listeners, total.
That's a 1-to-1 ratio, that's math.
It's almost like you two are the two viewers. I'm one of the viewers.
Oh.
It's like you're a viewer and you're a viewer. So that puts us up to 3. Am I dead on there?
Twitch numbers, except we're not viewing it.
Let's keep cutting you off, man. I'm sorry.
I'm just curious. If it's not you, DB's got to be one, right?
We don't know. You could see. I mean,
hey, yeah, leave a comment. Like, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, but you don't have to if you don't want to. Do whatever you want.
This
is your show.
Live your life in the shadows or out in the sun.
Yeah, that's what they say. With me, one co-host, Gio.
Fun fact of the day today is, did you know that every year, 6,000 people die from slipping in the shower? Think about it.
That sounds awful.
Why don't you be a little more careful when you're lathering up next time, all right? Because I care about you.
Oh, man. You just tugged on my emotions so many. You made me feel bad.
You're on an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah, what?
And then you made me feel good.
I just want you to be scared when you go in the shower. That's what I want.
You did it again. That was a down. That was a down. It was down, then up, then down. And with me, a man who's doesn't generally drive home in the rain, but drives home in the lightning, Ryan.
That was Jingle Hell's Bells by Bob Rivers and Twisted Radio.
Okay, that threw me for a loop. I thought it was AC/DC.
No.
It's an AC/DC cover.
That guy sucked.
No, I was into it, man.
Solid.
That's
what your soul sounds like when you have to take out the trash in the middle
of
something
important.
That's
rockin' awesome.
Can I make a request for a song for another episode?
Sure.
Okay. I'm not going to do it now.
Okay.
I'll do it later. Okay. Everyone, welcome to our late night episode. We're recording an hour later than we normally do. I don't know what that means for the night. Probably nothing different, but that's what's happening. So before we start, Ryan, you left your donkey balls here.
Thank you.
Dude, show those off to the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, that was around the picture last time, but...
Yeah.
Donkey balls.
Blue balls!
Yeah, that's the blue ball flavor of the donkey balls. So, okay. So I was thinking to myself about some, like, old things I missed.
And I said to myself, self?
So, like, we're getting old, dude. You're still a young buck.
Yeah, you're still spry.
Mm-hmm. Across the 29 plane.
Yeah, you know,
in a couple of years, you sure will.
I did yesterday.
You listen to your young hipster music.
Is yesterday your birthday?
Yeah, man.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes.
Why didn't I know that?
Thank you, guys.
This should be your birthday episode.
It should be.
It's not. It's not. So we'll have that later.
Later.
Well, I feel like a bad friend.
So I was thinking, like,
you sent me that letter.
Would you like a blue ball?
So what are you missing?
Like, what are some nostalgic things of the past?
Yo-yos.
Okay.
Oh, pogs.
There we go. Now we're talking.
You're not going to pay yo-yos the respect they deserve?
Okay, this is the same as, like, my Beatles conversation. It's like, sure, they were influential, but were they great? No.
Beatles are the yo-yos of rock and roll. Everyone had them.
Yeah, they mattered. They did a lot for toys, but they suck.
I mean, yo-yos were around when the Beatles were,
too. Are you using this to segue to something?
No.
Because
I just want to talk about, like, things that... So there's some things you probably don't miss.
Sure.
Right? Like dial-up internet. Like, no one misses dial-up internet.
That's the thing is, you don't realize that you weren't going to miss it during that time.
Right.
At the time, I was like, wow, this is great.
But can I tell you something? I was, like, driving today, and I remember that I miss.
What?
I miss going to Blockbuster.
Yeah, that was fun. And sometimes they had, like, prizes or give, like, things. I remember I got a plate set for the Hercules movie.
What?
Yeah, I don't know if that was there.
How many times did you have to rent Hercules to get a plate
set?
No,
it wasn't just Hercules. It was like Like, you had, like, a movie pack bundle, like, with popcorn and a movie, and then you got, like, a plate.
And you got a full set?
I know my sister had Meg, and I had Hercules and the little stumpy guy. So I think I had, like, 3 out of 6, right?
By the way, 2 of our viewers on Facebook, they're gone now.
Yeah. 5 viewers.
It's great. They're like, I'll just hear this in the morning or some other time.
Yeah, or like, who are these idiots? Yeah. I miss Blockbuster.
Yeah, Blockbuster was great.
Like, I liked walking down the aisles. Mm-hmm. You start at the A's, and you go to the Z's, and like...
And there was no reviews then, so it was like, you really just were going off the cover art.
Absolutely. And, yes! And like, my wife's faster than me in there, so she's like, busts... Or no, maybe it's the opposite. I can't remember. One of us was faster than the other one, and it bothered me.
Time out. There was Blockbuster around while you guys were together?
Yeah, dude. It's like 12 years ago.
I guess that's true. Yeah, you were dating, right?
Okay. Yeah, we were dating.
Wow. That's crazy. Yeah, Blockbuster was rad. I always thought it was cool.
What else?
Have you seen that meme that's like, today's kids will never know that feeling when the movie you've been looking forward to all week and there's nothing behind it?
Oh,
you
know? Yeah.
Like the cover's there and you...
Oh, absolutely.
That was the worst.
And then you have to go, like if there's something you really want, you go up to the counter, you're like, hey, you guys got this in the back maybe?
Yeah, anything turned in?
Yeah, did anybody just return this?
Yeah.
Anything else, guys? That was mine.
Yeah, but that's something that you're never going to be able to get again, right?
Well, that's kind of what we're going for here.
I know, but like the first thing that jumped in my head was like going to school and I miss like trading parts of my lunch.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, I guess realistically I could still do that.
Can I tell you guys a story about that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I did that one time.
What? Just once?
Just dude, you're about to find out why. One time I go to school and, my buddy Daniel in high school were sitting next to each other and, I went through this phase where all I ever wanted was PB&J every day. So PB&J every single day.
Has that changed? I feel like that every day.
Yeah, so that's what I was like. I was on one random day, this guy had like a really good looking turkey sandwich, right? Uh-huh. But like, when you guys pack a sandwich in a lunch, what does it come wrap? Like, do you wrap it, put it in a bag, foil?
Usually like a baggie.
Ideally, Ziploc baggie. However, if I need to do foil, I will.
Okay, napkin, wax paper, any of those?
No, absolutely not. That's just absolute chaos in
the So that, right? So
does that just make moisture?
So that turkey sandwich came and it was like wrapped in wax paper, which I didn't think was weird at the time. It just looked nice. Like kind of like deli sandwiches.
Yeah, okay.
We traded, I gave my PB&J. He goes, dude, your PB&J looks really good today. And I said, your sandwich looks really good today. You want to trade? He goes, yeah, let's do it. So we just traded. I've never been in the bathroom longer than after that turkey sandwich. And then I said, you know what? I don't know what they're putting in their sandwiches over there.
Over there.
I'm out. Oh. Over in wax paper land, they're putting up who knows what in these sandwiches. Well,
how can you trust somebody who puts their sandwich in
it
wax paper?
It just looks so good, with, like, wrapped. So I what don't miss...
This is turkey cheese?
Like, it had, like, mustard, and I never got mustard in my sandwiches. Mm. And I was at, like, you know, the trial period of my life where I was testing new flavors out.
This is like...
5th grade. This was senior year.
This is like trying to trust somebody who puts milk in their bowl before they put the cereal in.
Yeah, that's weird.
Right?
Like, that wasn't weird until, like, people made it weird.
I've never done that before people made it weird.
What kind of sadistic psychopath would do that?
Are you saying you did?
No, I'm saying I don't even know if I did. Until people started talking about it, and I was like, yeah, those a-holes! Nah, to myself, never doing that again. And now I start paying attention to it. But before, I'm sure it was just like, what's here, what's there, who goes first?
No, you put the cereal in, and then you put the milk on top,
You never used to pay attention.
Yes, I did. That was like the first thing I learned.
In life. That's like the first thing you learn to do. What?
This guy, he's ripped.
I was so excited, I was like... anxious to say that was the first thing I learned and I farted.
Oh, I didn't hear the fart.
Just like...
I'm sorry.
That's live on the internet. This is great.
Don't worry, guys. Nobody's watching.
It'll be on there, so people can watch it later.
Neither are you.
I'm watching it.
No,
it keeps doing this.
What do you miss? What else do you miss? Like, I know for me, I really miss, like, Pokemon cards. That was really fun.
Around, though.
I guess kids still get to go through that, but I personally don't, so that was really cool. Nothing will ever compare to how heartbroken you were when someone stole a Pokemon card from you and you had your mom follow them home in their car.
Yeah.
To confront them about the stolen Pokemon card.
Oh, jeez. I had some kid rip me off. I didn't play Pokemon. I played Star Wars cards. and I had some kid. I was getting into Magic, and I had some rare Star Wars cards, and he traded me some quote unquote rare Magic cards for my Star Wars cards that were actually rare.
Here's the Sepperling.
God, yes, that's exactly how it went down. He was in like fourth grade. I miss eating just truckloads of sugar all the time.
Yeah, well, I also feel like as a nation and overall, people weren't as aware of like sugar and like how much to like you can put in stuff, or people weren't as conscious of it.
Yeah, maybe.
Everything
was sugar.
Soda was like blasting through. That's why like Surge stopped beating it. Now Surge is back because people like apparently don't care about sugar again.
They care more about nostalgia than they care about sugar. Yeah,
but like I remember like it was like maybe I don't know, maybe it was just my family, but like it was Sugar City.
I miss being able to just run and run and run and never get tired.
No, I never had that.
Oh, that's a luxury. Just run and go out for lunch in middle school, and you just run and play soccer, and just run and run and run and run, and then it's like, oh, bell's rung. Then you walk to class.
Imagine you're not out of breath. Playing soccer.
I can.
Yeah,
you probably weren't good.
No, I was the one of eight white guys at Grant Middle School, so of course I was
really being
the reason why I was running is because I could never get the ball. I had to chase it down all the time.
Thanks for reopening that wound.
Take me on that emotional roller coaster.
I don't miss newspapers.
Oh, like those kinds of things. I was never a newspaper guy.
Yeah, you read the funny, like the comics, and that's it.
The only time I ever used like really enjoyed the paper was when I was in high school. Me and like six guys from the football team would get the Friday paper and read what they said about our game versus like who we were playing. And we'd all go to Submarina, order a sandwich, and read the article together. Like, that was just...
Can I say I'm proud of you for going to Submarina?
Yeah, we drove from across town for the Submarina.
Because who wants to go to Subway?
Oh.
Yeah.
Subway's like the biggest chain now. They like have the most locations.
Well, of course they are, but they suck.
Yeah, Subway sucks.
Because they cut all the corners.
What?
They can afford to have more locations because they
cut all the corners.
Yeah.
Not just sandwiches, though. Like Burger King, McDonald's. Like, they have more chains.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because, I mean, think about free road trips. Like, what's the one restaurant at every gas station?
Yeah, it's a Subway.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're like, where's turkey meat coming from way out here?
Yeah. Dude, I'd rather eat lunch at 7-Eleven. I'm serious, dude. I can't stand Subway. Okay. Okay, you guys, I need you to answer an important question for me.
Yes, sir. Sign me up.
All right.
Sign Gio up.
Yeah. Gio, what's a rub and tug?
Oh, this.
You mentioned earlier. I don't know what it is.
I actually didn't mention earlier. Ryan told me. He said, back when I had my first rub and tug, and you said, what's a rub and tug?
That's not how that conversation went at
like,
all.
Like, is this a bad thing?
Well, think about it. Let's do some deductive reasoning.
Yeah, can you figure it out?
Okay. you gotta be, come on, stop it.
It's pretty straightforward. Stop it.
Like, hey.
Okay.
Here we go. Here we go. Hey, have you been to that place called Angel Massage over on, Escondido Boulevard?
Oh. Isn't that the place that gives you the rub and tug?
No, they actually closed down for giving a guy a rub and tug.
Okay, now I get it. Okay.
No, really.
Because you said the word massage.
Well, did you guys ever use that website, RubMap?
What?
See, this is my thing, dude.
It's like Google Maps, and it tells you what massage parlors are known for.
Oh.
What you're looking
for. See, earlier you just said the old rub and tug, okay?
I didn't time out who said that?
You, the collective you.
One of us did.
One of us did.
You didn't say, like, angel massage. So the word massage wasn't there before it?
Rub was in there, though.
Rub my arm.
Then you tug your arm?
Tug my finger.
So you know what the rub and tug is.
Okay, look, I had a general idea of what it may or may not be. However,
I needed it thoroughly explained. And
like, is this like a normal place? Do people call it this? Like, what are we talking about here?
Now, let's try sense. To. What else could be called that and like not be inappropriate?
Boat washing station.
Yeah, any kind like car wash.
Oh, I like the boat one. I don't like the car wash. Restaurant.
Restaurant.
But what do they have to serve for it to be okay? That's what I want. Okay, here we go. New game. I just opened up a restaurant. It's called The Rub and Tug. What am I serving, boys?
It's like a... Like, what's that meat that's on the spit and then just rotates like the gyro meat?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you put the rub on there. But you don't use a knife, you just tug off the pieces of meat and put it on your sandwich.
Okay, so what kind of meat do you pull apart? Like
pulled pork, even?
Pulled pork. And the...
There you go.
And it's rubbed with, like, spices? Yeah, like, and you're
a dry rub.
Hey.
There's rub, tug, idea. Rub, tug, plug, and chug.
Oh my god.
New restaurant. Coming to you soon. Hashtag.
The plug? Well, what's with the plug and chug? You can charge your phone in the wall and chug
and
a beer.
And you get a pitcher of beers. One stop shop.
RTPC. Rub tug.
Levi, you said you, I'm sorry. Levi said he had a ton of content for today. What's up next?
That's not what I said. That's literally the opposite of what I said. I had said I had a little bit of content. I can give you a little bit more, okay?
Okay.
You want a little bit more?
Yeah, let's spritz.
I mean, we're only at like 11 minutes on this episode.
That's fine. We can have a short one.
Guys, we can do whatever we want.
Yeah. The night is young. The world is free.
If you've got anything you want us to talk about, go ahead and leave it in the live channel. Or if you're catching up right now, just say, hey, like, late to the party.
Yeah. Can I tell you something right now? The people who are there to leave it in the live channel is nobody.
You know what? Prove us wrong.
Prove
me
wrong.
It's not having faith. It's just, look, there's one viewer and it's me right here.
I get to see this for myself.
Wait, what?
Oh, there's all sorts of people here.
No, there's not.
You're, make your window live. Scroll down.
Anyways,
scrolling down, and it's
so
not...
Do you guys have any rainy day like traditions when it's raining? You like or
hey, Karen things? Reindeers, Ryan always farts.
Yep, look at that.
Okay, so there was at some point a viewer. Oh no, there's a second one. Okay, look at hi Karen, nice. We have a second viewer or a first viewer.
You guys really good at tech.
Yeah, you didn't have that window live, so it was pausing. That's why it never changed.
I'm a technical expert, right? Yeah. The Twitch to the Twitch Snapchat.
The rub and tug.
Oh, dude. Okay.
The buzz book.
This is actually crazy. So I was at the gym the other day, and this guy was using the bench press. And he goes, hey, will you spot me? So someone walks over to spot him, puts his hands on it, and then he's like this. Like, that's a little rude. You just ask that guy to, like, spot you, and you're flipping him off.
Mm-hmm.
So he does his press the whole time. And then the guy's like, hey, man, is your finger, like, stuck like that, or can you, like, not bend it? He's like, oh, yeah, I have nerve damage. I just can't bend it.
So he's just permanently, like, when he closes his
I've been
his
meaning to cut it off for a while.
What?
That has to be a joke, though,
no,
right?
No, no. So he had he was in the Marines. He had, like, nerve damage. And then recently it broke. So it, like, broke. And all they could do was just put it back upright and, like, not.
Oh, my
so
gosh.
So it's just stuck like that.
That seems great, though.
So he said that's why it broke, though. It's like they were doing something and he couldn't retract it. And it just went.
Okay, yeah.
So that's why he's like, I'm just done with it. It's been nothing but issues.
Can I tell you a dream of mine?
Absolutely. To amputate all your fingers.
He's told you this dream before.
You know what? I always try to tell you stuff and then you insert thing. Like,
can I tell you why? I'll tell you my dream.
He cut off all your fingers.
To one of these times, just get it 100% right.
Okay. Because, you know, I broke my hand like probably like 5 years ago and it's all messed up. It's in pain. It's all like I can't lift anything. When I'm surfing, I want to get attacked by a shark.
On that hand?
And I want to just punch right at it and hope that I don't hit its nose because of bad aim and it bites my hand off. Okay? And then I get a hook.
Are hooks practical?
No, but they're scary. And I want to look like... I want a hook and I want to get a little, like, interchangeable thing, right? So that I can change the hook out for, like, you know,
put
like
a toothbrush on there.
You took my punchline, you bastard.
Is that what you were doing?
I was going to go through all like...
You lived my dream! You lived my dream!
This is Gio's dream!
I was going to go down like, you know, like beer mug and like knife and like maybe even a gun and then be like, and my toothbrush? That's my final. But you bastard took it from me.
I thought you weren't going to go there at all. I thought you were going to go with only cool stuff.
Yeah, that's the point.
You do cool stuff
and with a toothbrush.
A comb.
Your own roll of TP.
Now we're talking.
Cricket.
Yeah, so that's my dream anyways. Okay.
That's a good one.
Have you seen the preview for Detective Pikachu?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. That seems cool.
So I'm not like... I like... Pokemon are fine. When I heard like live action Pokemon, I was like...
Mm. Well, yeah. You're like... Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Go ahead. You're like, how's this going to be? Yeah.
But then you throw that dreamy hunk Ryan Reynolds in there.
Oh, be still my heart. They're sneaking another Deadpool in this year.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
A PG-13 Deadpool.
What?
On Christmas.
Yep.
What?
Yeah, right? Just like, I feel like they were just like, you know
what?
The
preview is awesome.
Yeah,
they've got Fred Savage to do it.
It's hilarious.
And he set it up like Princess Bride. Yeah.
We'll have to watch it after this.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, the Pokemon and Pikachu look furry.
Oh, isn't that a big argument on the internet?
I don't know. I just know.
Yes.
It is. Yes, I like it. I think it looks better than...
That's an argument on the internet right now, is whether or not that's okay or not for him to be furry.
I think it's great.
I don't care.
Yeah. I think it looks better than if they were like...
What's just... the counter argument? Like dolphin skin?
Just yes. Smooth? Yeah, dolphin skin.
Yeah.
Dude, I never knew dolphin skin was its own texture until right now. Dolphin skin.
Dolphin skin. I mean, what else is like dolphin skin? It's just...
cartilage.
Oh my gosh. I'm getting called out by mom right now.
What'd she say?
Uh-oh.
So...
you're in trouble.
God. Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Hey, mom.
Hey, mom.
Hi, mom. Hello. So earlier...
She's talking shit on Facebook.
Oh, my God. You know what, though? She's an OG member. She gets whatever she wants.
I know. She's
the one who taught me what sea monkeys were.
So...
Yes, she was.
The sea people that come in the packets.
Yeah.
So earlier, I was at a happy hour, okay?
Okay.
As I do before every show.
Oh, I know what's going on.
She calls me and is like, hey... Because I'm my mom's grammar corrector for all of her, like, her important emails.
Sure, sure.
So she has an important email, she sends it to me, and I correct the grammar. And
I think everyone has somebody like that, babe.
Right. So she calls me, and is like, hey, can you correct the grammar for this email today? And I'm like, no, I'm at a happy hour, I'm out. And she's like, oh, okay, you know, that's too bad. She sends me a thing, goes, oh, so this is what you were doing when your mom needed help.
You deserve every bit of that.
Mm-hmm. You should have just said, yeah, send me the email, and I'll proofread it.
This would... She needed it sent out tonight. This was 3 hours ago. What do you want from me?
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
We're
that's
on
fair,
your
that's
team.
Fair.
We're on your team.
We're just trying to make you feel bad, man.
I feel bad.
It's all right.
Do you know how hard it was to say no to my mother?
Yeah, I do.
I cried in front of my team. I just want you to know.
Please stop.
I did.
No, you didn't.
You know what I did do, though?
Okay. Lie to me right now. That's what you just did.
Can I tell you what I did do?
Yeah.
Bye, Mom. I love you. Hung up the phone.
Eh, kid.
I want everybody to know I love my mom.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay. Well, that's a good place to end the episode. So, when do you guys take it away?
That's
okay.
You, Gio.
Hey! Thanks for tuning in, live viewers. If you're watching this after the show, leave a comment what you thought of the episode. Should we do this again? Should we not? Check us out on Instagram, at Manroom Radio. Also, send us an email with your topics. We love hearing your suggestions and comments. So, we'll catch you next time.
Uh-oh.
And go on and give yourselves the old hug.
Wait, what?
That's it?
What?
That's how you end the show, is go on and give yourselves the old hug?
Well, I was going to say something else, but I realize it's extremely inappropriate.
Well, I just lost all music. Oh, here we go. I lost all the music.
There. This is what we have to go through every week.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh. Is this... okay. It doesn't sound like the original.
I am Santa Claus!
Did you just walk away from the episode? Who's gonna say the thing?